Protesters, including workers, union officials, clergy and supporters, marched up Hartford's Park Street to a McDonald's franchise on Washington, carrying banners asking for $15 an hour. Workers had come from New Haven and Providence for the protest, just some of those striking at 1,000 fast food restaurants around the country Thursday. 22-year-old Samuel Velez gets $8.70 an hour.
Everything is going up, dairy products, gas is going up, everything is going up, so why not our wages?
Reggie Robinson works at Burger King.
I'm 28 years old and I can't pay student loans, let alone get a car to further my education or my career. It's a struggle. I don't even make enough a month to get an apartment.
After brief speeches inside the restaurant, some of the workers staged a sit-down protest in the street, partially blocking traffic and eventually being arrested by Hartford police. Pastor A.J. Johnson says the arrests were a way to raise the profile of what's been a years-long campaign.
It takes a lot of courage, and I commend the individuals that are out there doing this. I commend them. We organized with them earlier. We let them know what they were getting into, and they were willing to step up to the bat, and that's what we need.
McDonald's, Dunkin' Donuts and other multinationals targeted in the protests say they leave it up to their franchise owners to decide pay rates, but Johnson says that's ducking the issue.
Again, these people make billions in profits. We're not talking about a small business on Main Street. We're talking about companies all over the world. McDonald's all over the world have money to spend. And we just want to say, pay your workers fair, the people who live in the community.
The National Labor Relations Board agreed in a preliminary ruling earlier this year that McDonald's can be held liable for labor law violations alongside its franchisees. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.